long way to sweeten it before she drops it in the grease. But it's fluffy and makes a good.
I do declare.
Takes a thimble or something and cuts the center out.
Did your wife ever cook those cakes for you on top of the stove in the morning? About that thick?
Oh, hot cakes?
Yeah.
Once a week.
What do you eat on those?
She eats waffle syrup, and I eat that. Ben Ritz gives you table syrup. Sometimes just straight Karo syrup. Sometimes we use sorghum. That's sorghum molasses. We don't make it. We used to make one of those. I say we and my father had made lots. Every year we made this molasses, but
raised his own cane.
Oh yeah.
You get out there and whip the leaves off.
Oh yeah, I stripped that cane. Oh, well, I was a long time after I was married. My dad had me strip that cane while she lived. Cut it with a hand knife and bring it up the mill. Start that mill to go in at 4 o'clock in the morning and get the pan started at 9:10.
That was hard work, wasn't it?
Steady work.
What was the pan made of?
It was we had some galvanized, but most of them were copper. It wouldn't stick and burn.
Sides and all made out of that?
Yeah, the bottom and sides. Maybe times the part of that was wood, but it had a tin up the back of it to keep from burning there. But it did have something like a 2x6 down the side, but these metal panels were all copper or galvanized.
Mm-hmm. Well, we were going to ask her about those corn steaks.
Well, what do you call a little cornbread? He asked me what different things you made out of cornbread. I told him muffins, and I told him about them. What do you call them?
I just call them corn sticks, huh?
Corn sticks. Mm-hmm. Cornbread sticks. But I just think those are the best things in the world when they get...
It's made in a little pan, like air corn.
Uh-huh.
That's all I ever call them.
Corn sticks.
You were going to ask her about the starter.
Yeah, no, back to the old time East starter, you borrowed a piece of dough or something?
We used to make our own cakes, you know, East cakes. We'd take
when
you make bread, you take part of the dough and put meal and stuff and make it thick and just cut it out like you do a cookie, you know, and just let it dry. And then when you got ready to make bread again, well, you soak that just like you do this dry yeast you have now.
Well, I know, we used to borrow.
Well, you could borrow it.
The neighbors, I used to borrow it before you can make bread, before you can make light bread or different.
We just called it East cakes. I don't know what they...
Make our own East cakes.
We used to make our own.
What do you call the inside parts of an egg?
The yolk and the...
Well, that's what I... What color is that?
Well, it's the yolk. They call it the yellow.
Uh-huh.
Or an orange. Uh-huh. And I never could understand the yolk. It looked like it ought to be the white.
It does, doesn't it?
So it's a yolk. And I always call the other just the white of an egg.
It certainly fits around the yellow.
Around the yellow.
How did your mother cook eggs?
Most of the time, scrambled them.
Mm-hmm.
Boil them, scrambled.
Hard or soft?
Well, I think most of the boiled eggs were cooked real hard.
When you were sick, did you ever take a pan of water and get it boiling and break an egg in it and cook it that way?
Yes. I have done that for different ones, see. That's see, they call it poached eggs in boiling water.
Oh, I used to.